Well, Lee, Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, who reportedly came up with the defensive strategy for the game this weekend.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's too good a rumor to check.
Oh, boy.
It is out there, though, for reals. But no, 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, has filed, this is true, a trademark for the term gold digger.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, and what that is when you could take a common term like that, no, you can't trademark it, but if you make a logo out of it that is believed by the trade office to be distinctive enough, you can trademark that. And she intends to use this gold digger logo to create a line of jewelry and keychains. Okay, you know, like if I'm Belichick, like that would be a sign something is wrong with my relationship.
Yeah, it's...
He may not care. I mean, he's just like, I don't know. But wow, I think some folks, though, some Tar Heels care when you get your rear end rearranged for you, 48-14 by TCU.
Now that's something that matters.
Yeah. Now that now we're getting serious, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So after Belichick, you know, just fired the whole team. Now I don't know. Is it possible for Tom Brady to enroll at UNC Chapel Hill? Mm. Would they take him? I mean, I don't think they discriminate because of age.
Well, maybe if he and Gronk could. Get back together.
Something.
Yes.
I don't know. Of course,
you know, the problem is that I think their NCAA eligibility has run out. So.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what else to say when you get your butt kicked by TCU. And by the way, the quarterback shows up in a Jesus Wins shirt. And Jesus Wins is trending all weekend. I'm like, why is that trending? Oh, okay. Because Jesus won. Jesus must have liked that shirt. Because it sure worked out for them 48-14. And, well, maybe better luck next week.
Yeah. We shall see. And that's something that me and my Tiger fans are having to deal with, too. So.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Get over it. Just go out there, clean the garage.
Suddenly, my Saturdays have opened up. So.
I know. You'll get over it. My husband quit the NFL, and I never thought I'd see such a thing because he was so big into it, you know, Sunday afternoon or whatever. And he did. He just walked away cold turkey when it went woke, and I thought he'd go back. He sometimes watches the Super Bowl, but that's it.
Hmm.
So you get over it. You get used to it.
Well,
maybe. I don't know. Moving along, the mainstream media is having a very hard time. Leave his idea of Democrats going to prison for committing actual documentable crimes.
Yeah,
because it had been established that such a thing doesn't happen anymore.
I mean, just ask Hunter Biden.
Well, yeah, no, I know, right?
I mean, they did get him on one, but you know.
Yeah. Well, because this Lisa Cook man. I got to tell, my husband just walked, because, you know, he's the mortgage business. He's just walking around, like, shaking his head. I mean, basically, they have continuing education every year, and it basically is better titled How Not to Go to Prison, because there's a lot of ways as a mortgage broker that you could go to prison for fraud. There's a lot of no-nos. And one of the biggest is lying and claiming that a second home or a third home that you know darn well you're going to rent out is not your primary mortgage. Because, I mean, that we're talking about over the lifetime of the home, that is stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I mean, that's mortgage fraud. I mean,
yes, it's not a small thing. And the media is trying to act like it's a small thing.
Right, of course.
And not a big deal.
Since it's a Democrat.
Right, and she's black, so it must be racist.
Well, of course.
And my husband's like, she is in trouble. They have got her dead to rights. And he keeps wondering about, I wonder, like, her mortgage broker. Like, do they have them, too? Because you can't do this. And he has people try to do it all the time that they don't know. And he has to tell him, nope, you can't apply for that. How long have you been in your house? Are you going to move? No, you're going to rent it. Okay, you can't do that because me and you will end up in prison. And here's the thing. The reason for that is you'd start to see these companies, these mortgage companies would go under because there's a significant amount of risk in a rental home, and especially if it's your second home and it's a rental home. Because guess what? You lose your job. Your tenant moves out. It is very easy to get underwater. And I know because I used to own a couple rental homes. We sold them. But I mean, it can get stressful. Mm-hmm. If a couple of bad things happen simultaneously, it's not a small thing. So and you sign under penalty of perjury. She did. Now we're finding out there's a third home.
Yeah.
For Lisa Cook. By the way, she's the Fed Reserve governor. Who, what she's doing right now is working with Jerome Powell to depress the GDP on purpose to help Democrats win. Because their financial philosophy was quite different when Joe Biden was in office and they cut rates to help Kamala Harris win.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then, and this is so maddening, over the weekend, Jerome Powell, who's such a shyster, comes out and says, well, the GDP growth, it's, you know, looks good now, but don't worry, it's not going to be very good. Well, of course it's not, because you've artificially depressed GDP growth with artificially high interest rates. Now we're starting to see a bankruptcy spike among small businesses. Why? Because a lot of them have to borrow money in these short-term loans. You know, so you'll borrow the money to make the stuff you're going to buy, the stuff you're going to manufacture, and then you'll pay it back 3-4 months later. Well, the interest rates are so high, it's crushing business. And he knows that. I mean, what kind of jerk, when the president says, I would like you to stop serving, you're not serving my agenda, you're not doing a good job, step down, says, no, I'm not going to. And Lisa Cook's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, I love that Trump has adopted lawfare here. If you're going to defy the president like that, you better be squeaky clean. That's how it is with us. That's the standard Democrats hold us to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
no question about it.
And look, I don't want to go after them, you know, twist rules and, you know.
Right. I don't want to have to make up things, but these are not made up.
No, they're not.
I mean, these are actual violations of law.
And even worse, she didn't report some of her rental income to the IRS.
Could be a problem there.
You kind of can't after you commit multiple mortgage fraud back to back. And look, here her other problem is sometimes, and people will do this, sometimes they will buy a house intending to live in it, and then something happens, they get another job in another city, they end up renting it or renting it till they can sell it. Like, that does happen, and the law makes room for that. But when you buy these houses back to back within a 2-week period, and you turn around and rent them? No. And then you don't report all your rental income to the... I mean, who do these people think they are? Who does that?
A Federal Reserve governor. That's who.
I know. I mean, so it's just... That is just that's outrageous. And the problem is that rental income is so documentable. You know what I mean? It's not like one of these cash-only businesses or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's people don't pay their rent in cash, generally. Maybe Democrats do. I don't know.
It's not like you're selling your LP collection down at the flea market.
No. Well, look, even Lisa Cook's going to be on her way out. By the way, the Supreme Court's going to have to decide that. But even CNN says, look, this is high-level sketchy here.
There's some suspicious activity here that's really problematic by Lisa Cook. Let me just sort of try to bottom line it. There's three properties, okay? Within a 2-week stretch, she gets a mortgage on a place in Michigan and says that's her principal residence. 2 weeks later, she gets a mortgage on a place in Atlanta in Georgia and says that's her primary residence. And now there's a third place in Cambridge that she said was her secondary residence, but she's actually renting it out. Now, why would someone do all this? Because you get better interest rates, because you get better tax benefits. That can be worth tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. Thus far, and I find this really notable, in the briefs that have been submitted by Lisa Cook's lawyer, she was the plaintiff here, she filed the opening brief, no explanation of what she did, how this happened. There's some reference to maybe it's a clerical error. Today, in court, Abby Lowell, very good lawyer, again, no explanation of how this happened. And the claim that this might be clerical error or just a mistake, that's not going to fly, because Lisa Cook is one of the most established, accomplished financial and economic experts in this country.
Well, I don't go that far.
This is not just like any old person. Look, when you do a mortgage, there's all sorts of paperwork flying and terms, and maybe you can get confused or lost. I don't know if you're going to buy that from Lisa Cook. But the bottom line question, as Caitlin just said, is who has to show what here? I think that the allegations on their face could be enough for a judge to say, look, I'm going to defer to the president on cause.
Yeah, you're not.
And that's coming from CNN.
That's CNN, yeah.
She's done.
Yeah, she's done.
It's over.
She's done. She's in a lot of trouble. And if somebody helps her do this, they're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
It's just very easily documentable. And it's not a good crime to commit. Unless you're a Democrat, you figure you're immune from the law, which I'm telling you, she did. And Letitia James thought the same thing. I'm a Democrat. It's New York. Who's coming after me? What, me? She did whatever she wanted. You know? What do they say? You try to kill the king, you better kill him dead. Because if you don't, he's coming for you.